But pay is not mentioned in the deposit of altar. We drosh it, we amalve, we include pay also in altar. Similarly, we drosh it, we can enjoy many ma, the ilo yad, a few men. Now, second of all, yesh yad lo itzdoke o ein yad lo itzdoke. Hei chedom, ilo yim edom ahad din zuzer lo itzdoke. Vad din ame hayo itzdoke atzmoy. אלו כדי לומר הדין ולאום הנם מה ידין המאס דוקי קומה אוי דומו והדין מן הפקוס הבא ומקומה ודיבור אלו לא יעסקי מי אמרו כי מי יסקש לקופונס יש לי פי חוץ לסדוק מה קופונס יש לו יד אבל סדוק אולי יש לו יד אוי דומו מבעודה אחר הוא יסקש מבעודה אחר הוא יסקש Now, we can make OS here in Kashi. Now, by coaching, there is a local community going to the other. So that means that if somebody be machshove, the army, without verbalizing, is minabit something ahead there, so it is effective. It is machuyev to bring it ahead. So, we did know it, especially with Akosa. So, the question is, there is machuyev machine in how about stuff? So some machines say the same local that applies. To the Hekdesh applies to Zdoki. And our same question, some machine says it's as a Kosov in Hekdesh. It doesn't apply to Zdoki. All right, so the Karamira is the Kashi. But the Shin Kubetes made the Shin Kubetes himself as the Kashi. And he gives a very good ass. I mean, it's a little bit of a Hekdesh, but it's Mistava like that. It's a Hekdesh, of course. But it's Mistava like that. He says that When someone, let's say, gives Hekdesh, the notes for Hekdesh, or his doke, according to the Shem, that by his doke there is also a lot of living raising. For Digo, when someone gives to his doke, to a Hekdesh, makes a matter, to a Hekdesh, or to his doke, by verbalizing it, then, even if he says it, on the spur of the moment, And then, after that, he decides. He changes his mind. He cannot change his mind. Because it's an edda. Masha'im came where he did before otherwise. But just in Machshove, he has such an intention, so it is only if that Machshove is confirmed by him. But suppose sometimes a person, on the spur of the moment, he has a wonderful Machshove. He'll give $1,000 to someone. On the spur of the moment. But then, when he ponders upon it, he changes his mind. So then he's not happy. Because this halacha of midid leiv, midid, what does mean midid leiv? Midid leiv means that it came through the midirus halacha. But if he entertained such a thought just on the spur of the moment, and after that, when he reconsidered it, he's not disposed to do that. So there is no chiyuv of neder. It's a machshove. Of course, if he verbalizes, it doesn't make a difference whether it was done with deliberation, premeditation, or it was done on the spur of the moment. The neder is a neder. So anyway, so the Torah even says, and the kashya of the Torah even also, as the same kashya that the Karamei asks. So because of that, I mentioned it. So the Torah even is mechadesh, that when the halacha of midid leiv, if he doesn't speak, but if he does speak, so there it must be effective on the basis of the dibur, not on the basis of machshava. So I mentioned that this refug is following the two days, two mishnayos and pesukos in Eira. Alright, that the Torah is chiddush. And the Torah makes that chiddush because of the same kasha by the Karamei. But the Shulchan Aruch says the same kasha, and he says something else. That's a chiddush, but it's very mistaken. In other words, because in view of the fact that this halacha is learned out from the process of Yehudim Reim, and if it has a shayches to Zdoke, it's because Zdoke has the same din as Hekdesh. Yehudim Reim means that anything that emanates from the Yehudim Reim, when does something emanate from the Yehudim Reim, if a person entertains the thought after the revelation. But if a person entertains it, thought on the spur of the moment, and then a minute later, He's not disposed to do it. So then, there is no chiyuv mitzad machshavah. So the melee, that's why the Gemara has an abaye. That's why the Gemara has an abaye, whether he shall be smoked or not. And look, if, let's say, he made the yad, and he said, Badi, and after the thinking about it, he still confirmed it, so then it's a neder mitzad, machshavah, because of halacha in the way. Now, one thing is certainly true, according to Shnuk Betzes Chedesh. The Shnuk Betzes does not mean that if somebody made a neder in machshavah, and he was thinking of being the kind, and he did ponder upon it, and he still was having the intention of being the kind of it. But then, a year later, he changed his mind. So then, of course, he cannot change his mind. Because as long as he confirmed that machshavah, after thinking about it, and it wasn't just a machshavah that emanated from the spur of the moment. So in many ways, it's a debate. It's a matter of the debate. But sometimes a person has a machshavah at the spur of the moment, and a minute later, he doesn't have that machshavah. So if he verbalized it on the spur of the moment, so it's an eder. And it's obligatory upon him. But if he didn't verbalize it, it's nothing. So that's why we have to know whether it's effective, whether it's halacha of your days or not. Now, you know that. Yad Lehevkeh, or you may not. How is it okay? Eat it all. Eat it all, my Yesh Yad is okay. The Yesh Venechzo, Hevkeh me. I'm in the Haim is okay. Or you, Moshe, I'm is okay. It's okay. The Chazi Lani. Our Hevkeh, I'm in the Haim, the Nashir. Now this is probably the Mokhe of the Rambam. In the Chesidori, that Hefker is Tame. That's probably the main mockery of the Rambam, that Hefker is Tame. Because if Hefker is Tame, so how could the Aloche of Yodin supply to it? But since the Gemara has not died, whether Hefker is Tame, or whether Yeshal Hefker or not, so the Rambam inferred from this Gemara that Hefker is Tameda. We discussed that with the Rambam. Very rabbit. And you see the Roshna Gemara is, or even Moshan is Doke, he's Doke Lechazi, and Rami, Abul Hefker bin Rami Lashir. So it's much more there is a certain resemblance between Doke and Hefker. After all, if Hefker is not Tameda, so what's the resemblance? Separate things. Hefker really means a declaration of intention that his matkia is violent. And Zdoke is grounded in the nether. So from that the Rambam inferred that there is a halation Hefker. In other words, of course, the Rambam says Hefker is the nether. How about the Hefker of Gershom Yisrael and Yoshi? What kind of nether took place there? So we have to say that according to the Rambam, there are two categories of Hefker. There are two categories of Hefker. There is one category of Hefker where, what does Hefker mean? Ownerless property. Property without a value. Where by itself it becomes ownerless. Gershom Yisrael and Yoshi, some of them. It's ownerless, I mean. There is nothing that makes it in the Hefker, it by itself, it's automatic. But then there is another halacha. When a person is a buyer of a certain moment. So according to the Rambam, so a buyer has the authority to be makne to somebody else. But a buyer does not have the authority to declare himself no one. According to God of Hashem, yes. Because just as the buyer has an authority to give it away to somebody else, he has the authority to declare himself as nobody, but the Shittas HaRambam is not. And finally, has the authority to give it away to somebody else. Nobody wants to give it away. But to divest himself of ownership, he doesn't have any authority. But there is a lohe that the Bible can be mafkir. So that's based upon the lot of land. Flat floor. So, and this is the mokhe. So in other words, so there are two types of hefkia. There is the hefkia that is automatic, because the material sees it has no value. Gershom Esrim Yoshi. And then there is another hefkia where it had a Bible. And he had to fall violent. So the main way, he should remain a violent for your boy. But there is a halacha of hefkia, a chalish and hefkia. So just as Reb Chaim says, he says, in explaining the Shibis Agir, Shibis Aviv, that behold, there is a chalish and hefkia. So there is a chalish and hefkia. And the reason is why a violent can make his property hefkia is not because he is a violent, he doesn't want to be a violent, so he's no violent. No. A violin, just because he's a violin, doesn't mean that he can divest his ownership. But there is a halacha of the dinner, chalishim hefker, and for neder, he can confer the chalishim hefker on his heretofore property. And the mokhe of the Rambam is this. Very happy. Yesh yabu besakise yiro. And the afternoon would be whether he would be allowed to say Kriyashma. In other words, assume that it has indeed of a bisakise, it was monodaume without any use of it as a bisakise. So how does one make verbally? So the question is, who did you? So whether there is a work of justice. Yisha bisakise or here, but if you are the base of a bisakise, vad name, how do bisakise name ha? Elot vinoma vad vinoma name, my vad vinoma. But the name of Isakise, you know what I do with Tashmushi Baalikoma. So it's not the Rabbi what he meant at all. He knows what he meant. Because if there is no Aloche of your days, so mainly he doesn't only mean that it should be Isakise. So, but he does not have a Dino of Isakise. Mir lau de chitlo rabbi, dina di zinu di zakise. Vom boi rabbi ni zinu di zakise mao, zinu di samaret mao, zinu meiro emeye, Rabine chodem mige chodeko mikoyim. Zimu meir o eizim meir. Itim zolayma ye zimu ye shiado ya. Tipoy. Alright. Now let's see. Let's see that. Ye shiash li zog. Piresh itim zolayma ye shiach lepeye. Kibi dikhnire. Dibalko chichi verachmone dikya peye. Peye. Lizdoke mai. Kach b'yosh rabbi Yisai. I mean, why, the question is, why should there be a difference between pay and stock? So the rabbi Yisof of the Ram said, because we could say, eat him say, you have to pay, so only pay, because pay is homo. The balkon chichiv rachmon, if you can pay, let's go to my, kach b'yosh rabbi Yisai, we hear him. He rejects it. So he just got the name of Al-Koch and Chayim. At all, there is a Chiyu, there is a Mika Chiyu Zoke, so there is a Machlek of Hashem, according to Rabbi Yeruchem, it's one-tenth of his income he has to give his Zoke. And according to the Rambam, Pirsha Mishnu, Pege, so one-tenth. So there is a Mika Chiyu, just as there is a Mika Chiyu by Pege. וחיתינו למחי וכולי פה וכולי, פיינם למחי ואיזה שיעור אחד בשישי ולא יסורקו וכך נראה דם את הרתת באי אלא באדו מנתמה ולא ישי אחד את ביצור אורי, ודרבי סוף דרם הוא that it's this הבאי this to הבאי is a form of it in the form of אם תמצוא אימא אם תמצוא נגיד שיעב לפה so אם תמצוא אימא אימא לפה so certainly אימא לזאת אם תמצוא אימא יש שיעב לפה maybe only pay is homo, because Balkochech im Rachmon, Bika pay. But with Zdok im Hai, the question is, but with Zdok it's also Balkochech im Rachmon. And I can't tell you, it's a great affection to pay. Pay is out of Shishi, and here, either it's one tenth or one fifth. But I think that the Pshat and the Rabbis of the Ram is, the Rabbis of the Ram do not mean the Balkor Echid Achmoni, there is a chiyuv of pay. Of course, there is a chiyuv of Zdoke, just as there is a chiyuv of pay. But by Zdoke, there is no chiyuv of Kriyashem. You can give Zdoke by being Kriyashem. But you don't have to be Kiryas Shema in Zoket. What is the chiyuv? What did the Mitzvah say? What is the source for the chiyuv of Zoket? Pasiach Tiftach, Nosim Tipei, Tinach Sira Shirach Sarei, and the Lysis is also with Samus is Lovecho, Lysis is Yotcho, Lohi Roegle. So there is a Mitzvah, but you don't have to be Kiryas Shema in Zoket. You don't have to, before you give Talim, you don't have to say, sell us all stock, and then you have to deliver it to the army. You just can give it to the army. The mitzvah is the machzir ha-shiyasalei. There is no chiyuv of mitzvah ha-shem. Masha'i came by payeh, so the mitzvah consists in being kerei ha-shem. Now here we are discussing, considering the question of yodes. Yodes relates to the kerei ha-shem. Whether there can be a kerei ha-shem through yodes. Not to a divo gobo, a complete divo, but to an incomplete divo. So in any way, the Rabbi Yisrael from Tehran say, if you don't have a Rabbi Yesh, you have to pay it. So I could say, there is a halacha of Yodis, that the Kriya Shem of pay can be hard, even in the form of an incomplete statement. Why? Because pay is more hollow. There is a chiyuv to the Kriya Shem of pay. There is a chiyuv. Mashiach is not, there is no chiyuv to the Kriya Shem of pay. There is a chiyuv to help out on it. But you don't have to be Kriya Shem. Alright. Oh, you know my last deal after the bow. The other bad guy, the Kriya Habe, the Koma, the Dim, the Koma. Dim, the Yat Kwal, the Fim, the Kriya. Oh, you know Kish, because the other is, the Dim, the Kish, the Mech, the Dok, the Nabo, the Sid, the Rehe, the Mitrosh, the Dim, 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 והיינו ניסבתו לו מיש יד ושבוע לגוי משום בהד יריסקש כי ידע נדר ולשור השבוע והיינו בקנה כי ידע ולשור עם נדר בנוסר וקום ובשבוע אהו מיש יד ושבוע So the רב שיטי is that the room is the הלוכה of יודס ושבוע of יודס ושבוע and that is the head יריסקש כי ידע נדר so there is no so in the next כי הוא נדע משל השוק. תפס, תבייל, some bails, I don't remember when I mentioned that with the time or not, maybe not. So תפס, תבייל, some bails, by the first paragraph and the margin. ומי שגם נדע יותר קורא, מי יש חום משווי סנדוק. ומשם משמיר ושמיס פרדרקס תן מדין ניסס תן מדע בשבועס ליפחך כהי דרעילה כאילו שבועס כשבועס כהי מדע בנוזי אם הדע בנו כתקור כמילי מצירס כצירס just as the Mishnah in Shvue in his Nozi says כמילי מצירס כצירס why doesn't the Mishnah in Shvues also say כמילי שבועס כמילי שבועס is Kishwitz. Repeat it again. So it's mentioned here, but Yisidus is also mentioned here. Still, it's repeated in Ozzy. How is it that Kishwitz is not repeated? The Yishleima, the Chibi, the rest, the Yodei, is the Choshul Asya. So this is what she means, there is no Aloha of Yodei. Now, the Ran mentions, the Ran she gives to the contrary, but the Ran mentions a Mishnah Mephoreshes, Kimidu Mishori, never be not become Mishuri. So what will Tesis do with this Mishnah? So there is a very simple Teretz. In other words, I mentioned it several times, that Shvue has no calories. First of all, Shvue is like Neda, it's Afloya like Neda. And it has Chalitzi, the Gabi Bo Yachav. So, and then, but, the difference is, Nedar is a Hefze, Shvui is a garment. But the Shvui is a certain type of the Atleye, of the Nedar. Of the Nedar, of this garment, not of the Nedar, that is a Hefze. And then, Shvui is also subject to the Halochas of Shvui, of Shvui Sheker, of Kom Shvui. Now, the Rambam Paskins, that one is high of Malkis, for the love of the Sishu Bina Shekeah, being in regard to Shvui of Bavar, or Chalti, and being in regard to Shvui of Rosi. Now, where the Shmuel is above her, or how to the Chaldee, so the Maisadera comes in, in being Mishpachanya. So the Mele, if his higher motives by Shmuel proceed also from his Mishpachanya, so there too the Aveda does not consist in violating the Shmuel. Like by Neda. By Neda, so the Aveda consists in violating the Neda. That is how. But by Shmuel, even as far as the one who receives Mishpachanya is concerned, so even vis-a-vis Shmuel Vossi, the Aveda does not consist in violating the Shmuel. The Aveda consists in being Nidu Hashekah. The same way as one is Nidu Hashekah and Shmuel Baba. The only difference is, if somebody swears, or how to, and it's Oyochal, if somebody swears, or how to, and it's Oyochal, so then, is Nidu Hashekah immediately, because she Nidu Hashekah, Bishol Shemishba Yotso Shvuo Lasheka Mutin. If someone said Oyecheyo and Loyochal, or Loyecheyo and Loyochal, so at the time he took the Shvuye, the governor was not in his Lasheka yet. But when the time comes and it's not fulfilled, then he becomes in his Lasheka. But Aveda consists in being in his Lasheka, not in violating the Shvuye. Not in violating the Shvuye. And the Chiyuv Kol is for being a Nidu Hashekah. So Melech, when Teitzve says, in the Kashe, why doesn't the Mishnah repeat in Shmuel that Kinuyeh in Shmuel is Kishmuel? I mean, that Kinuyeh in Shmuel is Kishmuel. So he says, since there is no Aloch of Yodis by Shmuel, so Melech, we chosh lastio. The kasha is, but there is yodis of Shmuel. The answer is, since Shmuel is subject to two alochas, to the aloha of chalesim of Shmuel, Balyach, and the alochas of Nival Sheker and Kof and so on, so when the Mishnah says, the Nival Sheker and Kof and the Kof and the Shmuel, that's in regard to the chalesim of Shmuel. So Shmuel can be chal, and there will be Balyach, and chalesim could yase, even if he took it through a But as far as Kofi is concerned, as far as the love of the Sina Shekha is concerned, there is no Aloch of Yodis. So Melech, the Mishnah in Shmuel doesn't discuss the Halais of Shmuel. He discusses the Dibim of Mishnah Shekha. So Melech, he doesn't say, it cannot repeat it again, but in regard to Bar Yachol, there is the Aloch of Yodis. And there's the answer, because Mishum Behebi is Kash, Ki Yidah Nedah Rishol HaShmur, but that's only in regard to Bar Yachol, not in regard to the Nisya of Mishvah Hashem. Yesh Yav Nisakise, Yesh Yav Yotam Zerut Rishme, Chol Yidah 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 Chol The Chikos Baram Banzal Bil Chiso. The Bain is Dokka the Yishtu on the Ede, the Sudi the Yishtu is Dokka. The Kaino Nani Chofo the Yishtu on the Chumre. The Nani Yom Azab. The Sudi the Yishtu is Dokka and Yishtu Bidam Dino, the Yishtu on the Ede, the Yishtu is Dokka. The Zeref Shehu Al Berach Aram Banzal, the Yishtu on the Ede, the Yishtu on the Ede, the Yishtu on the Ede, אבל מה יקום תקן לא נעמי חוטה כדין סורי לחומר ומילים השיס כמדם כמו זה הרש בדל ומדבר עמי עליהם שערי סודי מתבודש את זה בסתר את הזבור על הולך היין שסוף כמו נמין על יוסף כמו נמין תעביר ולקור על המדבר נבוא עשת את זה מחלוי כס ביטוי ברמבן את הרש בנבון אין ברמבן אבן בין מגעת ופק אין בין מגעת וצדוק סוף So there is one reason that the Shiva Ram that we pass in Lechumre because the Tirasvat, because of the Tzalona. So there's a Shiva Ram in the Rambam that the Tzalona is a bad reason. But the Rambam and the Rashba, they mention another reason. Even if we say that the Tzalona does not imply that the bad is Nifshah. So if you say that it's a bad reason, then we still have to pass Lechumre because we get the right to Lechumre. Now it's okay. So it involves the Reise, not the Rabbono. So it's the Chumre. And here it involves the Reise. So it is the Chumre. This is the Shiddur Rashi ben Rambam. But the Ram says no. it's amazing how they're all right. Because guilt involves in the right say. And how about woman? It doesn't involve in the right say. So if it's a question whether a certain chayfetz belongs to woman, belongs to Shimon, whether Ruben is chayyeh, may Jesus to Shimon or not, we say, Hamitz v'chadel over ayeh. But, Sveke the Reis l'chumre, there is a misakezel, the answer is, if it is grounded, no man, there is a loche of Moses, of the Hoko. So, two, it involves in the Reis, Peri involves in the Reis, and Zdoke involves in the Reis. But it's a question of Momen Ani, no, it's not Momen Ani. So we have to say, Hoko, Hamitz v'chadel over ayeh. This is the Rams, no, fine. מטענה, שהניסוי מפרש לביסית את הזריה, זה רזיע ולחייים שסוף כמו מהמילים, מה היו סוף כמו? דאגים וניקול המטבע, להקשיר לא עושה מהסניס נגיע של מזגעים, ובואי מפה נשחטס, תנאה מסוף כמו מבוקר, אבו בסביט הניקול להם, ורמים, ורמים, חו בגמורים שבשיחה קומו, ויסריך בשני אוכל פה בחזק הסתור הקיים. קומו בחזקה שכיר קיימה, אל מותיים בחזקה שכיר קיימה, הולד לא חסוך לקבוקר, ואם איזה סוף כמו מהמילים, הלו איזה כניסו לא מרישנו יוחד, ואיזה משנה... המשנה ילכו בתקופה נדאו, גבר שנפגע יבוא לבוא למצוא לפעול משחות תורה שלו נפגע יפות, מי שנפגע יחי, סוף לתפות לשם יצא חביר או ברעי, נבוא את יפת בגיל, שרי לא חייה בגיל, זאת אומרת, תמתו נסגרון, פעם דברים בבית יושר, so, of course to give, the Jew has to give, the Goy doesn't have to give, now if somebody in Goy is this guy, also is a Jew, so he has to give. Now the question here is there is a sophist, whether the Shechit is obeyed, what is the Mechal of the Martin school, the Shechit. So even the time of the Shechit he was still a Goy, he doesn't have to give. Even the time of the Shechit he was already a Jew, so he has to give. Suppose there is a sophist, so I need some Chavir over I. So the Bible keeps it. The Bible keeps it. כרקוס רבי מאומה, רובר ירפשים ברוקש רביך. פנאה נוספית פוטר, אהובס ויקל ניקולה, סוסופית מתונס גורוני, איז ניקולה, ובמיר. חולי הנרובים שבשיחה קומו, אין פרוס, אין בקום, where the ends, they are very industrious, where they accumulate certain things. So suppose you find years of grain in the ends holes. So the question is it like it or it's not like it? Whatever falls off from the magel, so that's like it. So, schuri an morim shibzir hakomo, is it like it or not? So, arim shibu abayis, vishal achar, because that's not like it. Vishal achar akeitzri, hoedim lani, vatachtim shibu abayis, but later in the hakel ani, even tachtim. Why? She's something like it. Because there is a subject, whether that was just piled up and accumulated by the ants, or it fell off from the maggot. So, the mayor says, something like it. So, in other words, so we see that it's lechumen. So, the Gemara equates something batones kune with something batones ani. One could say, there's a difference. So, we see from this Gemara, there is an equation between something batones kune and something batones ani. So, how so Gemara asks, the Shimulokish is, here the Mishnah says Sofik Matonis Gune, so in the Hokim, not Lachim. And there in the gap to Sofik Matonis Anim, Sofik Lekim, so what Meir says, that it's the Chumre, he has to give it Anim. So I'm only out at Nitei Shavulosh Yochi Anishin in Yusuf. The Tanya Rabbi Ben Agveli Meir, Mishin Ben Meir, Sofik Lekim, Sofik Shitcha Shitcha, Sofik Peyle Peyle. On the way, Audishnei Sofik Losh Mintam. So in other words, so only the Meir says that Sofik Matonis Anim is Lechumre. But the Rabbanon say that it's not Lechumre, so maybe you cannot ask Kikashi to the Mishnah. So he said to him, V'otayim koma, Yom HaRavshim Melokish, Mai Yassiv, Onim Rosh Atziku, Mai Atziku Lo Yubidim, V'otzim Udol Sarev Rive, Yom Tzadik Mishalok Vitem. Tzadik Mishalok Vitem. So in other words, so he gives him Okia. And according to Tesis, in the Rabbanon, would agree that Sofik Leke has to be given to Anim. But the Rabbanon Achilit and the Meir, in regard to Tachteni, because it's covered with Adai that it didn't fall off from the Magor, Bishas Ktire, but that it was accumulated by ends. But if it would be a real Sofik, even the Rabbonon, Tesis says, would agree that it's Lami, because of this verse Akosu, Obon is only the Rosh Hatzdik. Tzadik Mishalei Vitanu. So we see that by Sofik Matones Aniyim, by Sofik Matones Aniyim, so it's a chupe. So why is Sofik Matones Gehune only for me? So, Amarope, Hoche Pore, Becheskas Pture, Komo Becheskas Chinu Vitanu. So over there on the Pore is Becheskas Pture, but, so that's why, because originally, what was the poem? Becheskas Chiyu or Becheskas Ptur? Originally, its owner, the owner of the poem, was a god. So in Becheskas Ptur, the shayla is, maybe Bishas Shchite, he already became a Jew. So it's Becheskas Ptur. Mashiach can hear, the Komo is higher than I can. But the question is, which part of the Komo is like it, and which part of the Komo is not like it? So it's Becheskas Chiyu. So when does Rav Meir say, and the stasis explains in the Rabbanon will agree where it's a real suffix. So that it's Slichumra, that's only when it's Becheskas Chiyu. But if it's, but Paul in Becheskas Chiyu. So here the Kashe, so it's a Raya, that suffix nominally is a Gure. Because the Gemara says that the whole reason as to why they are in Slichumra is because of the Cheskas Chiyu. But according to the Ramban Rashbo, why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that it is the Cheskas Chiyu? Just because so speaking the Reis Lechume, so we see that Sofik Matones Aniyim is Lechume. But because of Cheskas Chiyu, that's why it's Lechume. So it's a Raya against the Rashbo and Ramban. This is what he said. Wieso nicht nur auf der Paul hat der Tour kann, kommen hat es viel kann, aber kann nicht das viel kann, oder aber das auf Porta, wie ist es auf mal niemand muss wirklich zu, ja nicht nur auch. Wenn du so eine Aktion ja bei, war ich nicht so das das Tour. Dann ein Plan der schon sei, so die Kreie, wo wir so die so eine Grund, so ein Moment wie kommen. So es war es die Lisa of Tennis concern. So there he says, because it's like the Reise der Hunde. Why doesn't the Gemara the same targets in regard to the Kashi? from Matones Aniyim. So we see that in Matones Aniyim we don't apply the concept of the Svek Dereis Lechumre, because it's money. But the reason is why it's Lechumre is because the common of the Cheskas Chiyu. They don't know how to do it, 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 they don't know how to do it. So you understand, my solution, my solution, I'm in the middle of the Raya, can you know that it's making me Yisurin? Or the domain, I'm in the middle of the Raya. So as far as my solution and my solution is concerned, there is no shy of this here. Because my solution and my solution is mutter to everybody in Achille. So it's only a question of moments. So that's why there is no chiyuv of mine in regard to my submission. So I'm not mechuyev to be matvish my submission and my zoron. But my sashemi, why shouldn't they be mechuyev to be matvish my sashemi if that involves itself? And my sashemi mitvise v'naski v'neichod v'yushalayim. Why does Gemara say that you can understand very well as to why the Chachamim patter the Nachbeinim from Yisrael? Because it involves only moments. But Sofik Matones Aniyim, what's my mind? Because it's Sofik, maybe it wasn't me saying. So it's the Chore. So it's a Raya that Sofik Matones Gune and Sofik Matones Aniyim is the Chore. Wie ist es, ob ich eine Musik in die Suche gehe, wenn ich das schon weiß, dass ich ihn bin? Die schon lange ist Ronny. Aber Vater ist wegen Momen an ihm und nicht, dass wegen die Suche ist wegen Momen und Kuh. Und wie auch in dem Schabbat und Rehm sauber sind. Wie da die Hefker in die Sofik da haben und es wegen Momen und Kuh bin ja. Wie kriegt da die Sakisse, da finden die Zorin als ihm in Neue und Hanna und Rabonon da, das wegen Rabonon und Kuh. Now, the next year, we discuss in great detail, an einem Achlekes, der Ramban in Rajbo, was da in der Rajbo. So the Rambam says, now if the Rambam passes Lechumre on the basis of the premise that King Tzolema constitutes a Pshitis,
No way.
So it's not on the basis of self. So Yishyam, the Peyer Yishyam, is talking on the basis of that. But if we don't accept the Shita, I mean, that's the Shita of the Rifter Rambam. The Rifter Cholena means that Abayu is Nietzsche. But if we say that Rifter Cholena does not imply a Shita of the Abayu, so how should we pass? So should we have the principle that the Zvekid Raisi is in Chumra in Nisa, but in Momani, so Sofit Momani Ho. So Hamid Zim Chavir Ha Lerai. So come to Aram, Peya and Zoke have the same thing like Momani. So it's Ho. According to Rajbo and Rambam, Peya and Zoke, so it's the Chumra, has a thing of Nisa. So it's Zvekid Raisi Ho. And the Rambam and the Ram mentions two riots. I mean, sorry, the Ram mentions two riots for himself and against the Shikha of the Rambam and Rashi. One riot from the Gemara in Chum. One riot from the Gemara in Chum. The Gemara in Chum says that the Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha. How is it that the Mishnah says that he needs the Gemara in his God? And the Moshiach is the Kof. And we don't know as to whether the Shikha is about to place before the Yerus or after the Yerus. So then it's the Kula, and it's the Chagir of the Raya. And we got the Sofik Leke, so we say the Chumbe. So we say the Chumbe, and this is what, because, we say the Chumbe, because of Tzadik Mishalei the Penelay. So the Gemara is the devil, that by Now, is Gaia Moriso with Bobo Mishchato, actually Gaia Pota, Mishchikaya Chayu, Sofi Pota, Shabit Chavir Arayu. So if you know where the Kasha Bono, we have a Shimu Rosh Shadir Chanoen. Now in Sofi Pota, I'll see the Likule, the Benino Chole Amon, Mishim Tzicha Koma, Arayu Shua Bayis, Mishar Achar Ake Yitzchi, or the Rini Amin, Batachu Mishua Bayis, the Meir Mahakla, Mishim Sofi Kleke Tueke. So first he said, that's Rosh Yochi. So he said, but Haimi Koma, יום הנפשים הרוקש, מה יוכסי בו מדרוש הצדיקו? מה יצדיקו? צהר לצד את השבוע חיתנו את. אמר רובי, הוכה פה בחד כסטור הקיים. קודם בחד כסחיוב הקיים. So only, so why do you say לחומר only because of חד כסחיוב? But without the fact that it's חד כסחיוב, then we can be really cool. So we see that something one of them is cool. Only because of חד כסחיוב. That's one right. So he said, all the time in the Cheskhiv came, Holabach has Sofiko. He said, Sofik Monami, Havar is Vekid in Sure, Lomel in Mishnu Yochem. So the Gidon should say, Sofik Monami, Sofik Leket is Leket, because Vekid Arayis Lechum. The second question is from the Gidon in Yud. The Gidon, the Mishnah says there, that an Achdein, Lechid Reisom, להבטו ישאלו כדי תחום הסמאי סבחר. את תחום הסמאי סבחר. So the Gemara says, my submission, my ceremony, so we understand. Because I'm going to be חבר לא ברעי. The Gemara will talk to you about Ignan, when he's מכיר אחר נעמות. So the reason is, לכתן עם מענת מחויית to be מבטי של my ceremony. From the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says that you're not required to be mafkish maiseroni, and I mean, give it to the army, they can be mafkish, but then they can use it themselves, and they're not required to be mafkish maiseroni. So the Gemara says, maiseroni, you understand this, why you're not required to give maiseroni to army? Because I'm going to have a little riot. What's maiseroni? That's the chumre. In other words, if you're not paid yet, so then it's also, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara had a difficulty with the fact that Nachteinim are potter to be mafkish Maiser Sheni from Gmai, but with Maiser Oni. So the Gemara says, it's very simple as to why they don't have to give it to Ani. They can be mafkish, but then they can use it themselves. They don't have to give it to Ani, because Ani is a Chavir HaRayim. But according to So the Ramban and the Rajbo, so we should say the Chumre. So as far as discussion is concerned, so one could give you very simple facts. And some of them, many Achaim mention it. So, because there we are dealing with Mal, Mal is only the Rabbonon, so we may know the Chachomim will not mach. Will not mach. Alright, but the Kashim is, the main Kashim is from the Morin Chum. Because the Morin Chum, the Morin Chum says that the reason as to why Sophic Leket is Leket is because Koma Bechaskas Chiyu, otherwise it would be Lohoke, it wouldn't be Lechumbe. So it's a Kashim against the Ramban and the Rashi. But the point is that even the Ram is difficult from that Gemara. The Ram mentions, the Ram says that in this case it is Likur. It is Likur. And he mentions the Raya because the Gemara says over there that the reason is to why. So if Leket is Leket, is because Komo Becheskas Chiv, but otherwise it wouldn't be Chayev, if not Becheskas Chiv. It wouldn't be Chayev. But the question is, why not? Because Abed Tzim Chaveh Olo Barai. Because Abed Tzim Chaveh Olo Barai. So, and the only reason as to why he's higher is because Koma Becheskas Chiv. But the question is, Monavshach, according to the Rav, the Chidah B'Sofik Vato Nesanim, we have to apply the general principle of Amen Tzim Chavir Olvar Ayer, of Sofik Momen is Mirokel, so why does Reb Meir say that the reason as to why Sofik Leket is Leket is because of the Zakos of Konev Rosh Al-Fiku, of Tzadik Mishalot Mitenay, why do you have a right, Sofik Momen? So in other words, so the Zerzakos of the Tzadik Mishalach Mitanei does not imply that we don't apply the Dinim of Amir Tzim Chaveh Olo Barai. Because if the Zerzakos of the Tzadik Mishalach Mitanei would imply that the Gavim on the Matan Sanim, we don't apply the Dinim of Sofik Mono Lo Hokeh, so the Ram should say here in the Sofik of the Gemara, in the Sofik of the Gemara too, because of Tzadik Mishalach Mitanei, we should say the Chum. He doesn't say that it's a chumrah and we pass for the chumrah. So now we're to the Ram Shittin is that the Sofik Momen Ani is like all of us. There is no special halacha of the chumrah. There is no special halacha of the chumrah. And he mentions the Rayeh from the Gemara Lechum. Because the Gemara Lechum says that the reason is why Sofik Leket is Leket is because of Cheskas Chiyuv. So it seems that the point of Ram is on the basis of Chazoke to be called. Of Chazoke. So why does the more have to resort to a special Zerzakosu of Boni Rosh Hashanah? So it's difficult according to the Ram also. Because of that, so the Karen Eirov, so he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban and the Hashbo that in this Abaya of Sofik Meir on the Sofik Well, Yeshavu Dokke. So we have to pass through the Chumrah. But Rabbi Tanei, the Ramban and the Rajbo. The Ramban and the Rajbo say that we have to pass through the Chumrah in these two Abayas because of Sveikin the Reis of the Chum. He says no. As far as the Dino Sveikin the Reis of the Chum is concerned, so you are its money. So we should say Amin Tzim Chazor of Arayu. But for the same reason that the Mohamed Meir said, on the Sofik Zdoke, when we shall be Zdoke, we shall be paid. So we have to pass through the Chumrah. But what we can say, the Ramban and the Rajbo. The Ramban and the Rajbo say that we have to pass through the Chumrah in these two Abayas because of Sveikin the Reis of the Chumrah. He says no. As far as the Dino Sveikin the Reis of the Chumrah is concerned, so he owes money. So we should say, I'm Yitzim Chavir of Arayah. But for the same reason that the Dino Sveikin the Reis of the Chumrah says, in Chum, Sofik Leket Leket. Because of one of the Rosh Hashanah, which I didn't show off in Tenway. So here too, by this Abayah Reeves, you have stuck here, you have to pay it. Because of Tzadik Mishalach, you have to pass me from there. So he agrees with the shita of the Rambam and the Rashba, but Rav Mitane. According to Rambam and the Rashba, it's on the basis of the general principle of Sigur HaRizal HaChumre, that Tzedoke and Peire is not money. That's Yisrael. But he says no. It's not Yisrael, it's money. But there is a special Zeres HaKosov of Tzadik Mishalachim. So, the Kashi is against the Ram too. The Kashi is against the Ram too, in other words. So the how can the Ram say that he only passed the good? Because the Gemara in Chum says that it's something like it is like it. Only because of Cheskas Chiyu. So then why does the Gemara have to resort to Tzadik Mishalach Mitan? That's the Kashi. Oh, I got to know the Karamiros Kashi against the Ram and against the Ramban the Rashi. So we have to say that the Ram Shita reasons, which is very mistaken, that even though the Gemara says, Omarot, Hoche Poro Becheskas Ketura Kain, Komo Becheskas Chiyu Bekain, so it doesn't mean it's the regular Chazok in the Mikor. Because what kind of Becheskas Chiyu is there? We have a topic in regard, we have a topic in regard to the end holes where we find certain years of grain. So Ramiya says that in Tachtayim, in the bottom of the holes, which is very likely accumulated by the ends, that it didn't come there. It wasn't placed there as a result of years of grain falling down from the Mago, Bishas Tzireh. But since there is a possibility that it was placed there, it was placed there as a result of the years of grain dropping from the Mago, Bishas Tzireh, so the Mago will go to Chumre, because of Tzadik Mishaloch Mitanet. And the Gemara says that it's only because Komo Becheskas Chiyu Bekayne. So what does it mean, Komo Becheskas Chiyu Bekayne? Does Komo Becheskas Chiyu Bekayne mean here that these years of grain that we find in the Ein Sof, in the Chumre Hanimonim, HaTachtayim, so originally, belonged to Abhim? Of course not. Whatever four drops from the Mago, whatever years of grain dropped from the Mago, the belongs to Abhim. But we don't know whether these years of grain that we find in the Chumre Hanimonim at the bottom, whether they were placed as a result of Ents accumulation, or they were placed as a result of dropping from the Mago. We don't know. So what kind of Chazok is there? But there is a Cheskas Chiyu that the Komo is Chayuvet. And even that is not an ordinary Chazok here, because until Tzireh, nothing was Chayuvet. But so we could say that the Komo is Chayuvet. Why is the Komo Chayuvet? Even the what kind of Cheskas Chiyu is there? Because usually when a person harvests the field, there are always some ears of grain drop down from the Mago. After all, the Mago is like in the form of a fork, so there is vacant space. So mainly, usually, most of the time, when a person is ketzer, when he harvests, so certain ears of grain drop down from the Mago. So mainly, even before the ketzer, so the Komo was destined to have certain years of grain that will belong to me. So that's all Chazok. There's the Gemara in Yevamos that Chamot Gimel says. In other words, that we say that if someone was married to a woman and he didn't have children, so we say that this woman in the lifetime of the husband is Yevamos Becheskas Heta L'Yom and Becheskas Issa L'Shuk. Even though as long as the husband lives, so it's not shayach to say, Mutaris L'Yom or Asur L'Shuk, she's a Meshishich. But since the husband doesn't have any children, so if at any moment he'll die, so she'll be Skuk L'Yom, So Mela, we say that in the lifetime of the husband, she is destined to be Skukalia and to be Asurashu. So that's also called the Chazak. So Mela, here we can say that on account of the fact that usually when one harvests the field, so certain years of grain drop down from the mago, and that will belong to Ani, so that means that the Kobo is in Medes to become higher like it. Because that's good. So it's in Medes to be higher like it. But how much? There is no Chazoke, and then every year of grain. So it's not a real Chazoke. Just because, so here, in other words, the Kobo is the Cheskas Chiyuv Tanya. The Kobo in general is the Cheskas Chiyuv Tanya. Because ordinarily, some years of grain do fall. Whether being just a few or many years of grain that will drop, that we don't know. And there is no Chazoke as to how many years of grain. Now, so he certainly is higher in Leket. But the question is about the quantity of Leket. The years of grain that he found in the Chulei Amo, in the ants' holes at the bottom. So if it had been, let's say, in Kolatere Kulei, so we wouldn't say there is a Cheskas Yisrael. We wouldn't say it's a Cheskas Yisrael. It would be considered a regular Sofi. Because two that the Komo in general was the Medes to be higher like it. But the question is, but these years of grain in the Chulei Amo have no Cheskas Yisrael. Have no Cheskas Yisrael. So we could say that this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat, according to the Ram. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara. In other words, I'm trying to answer the Kashe of the Karanei or against the Ram. Because the Ram mentioned, infers from this Gemara, that Sofik Nominamim is Likud. Likud. Because here the Gemara says, that Komo had the business to buy, it's the Chumreis, because Komo has the Chumreis. But otherwise, we would say, we're okay. So the mail by the Bayou-Yipshit, of Yabipe, or Yabitzloki. So we have to pass the Chumreis. But the question is, but here the Gemara says that Sofik Leket is Leket because of Tanik Mishalach Mutele. So apparently it's not on the basis of the normal Chazoki. Or the Chazoki. So it's not on the basis of the Chazoki, but because of the special Zazakotze. So let us apply the special Zazakotze Tanik Mishalach Mutele regarding Sofik Pele and Sofik Zdoke too. So this is what the Karmelo says. But of course, the Karanero is Chilik and the Rami, is Chilik and the Ramban, the Rav Batur, I mean. He agrees with the Pesach and the Ramban, the Rav Batur, and the Rami. So we have to say that the Shinas Rami is that this Cheskas Chiyuve is not a regular Chazok. If it had been a regular Chazok, so then we wouldn't have to resort to Tzadik Mishalach Mitenra. Why is that a regular Chazok? Because the Kobo, at most we could say, at most, because after all, even that is not so established beyond the shadow of a doubt, because we could say, over there, so when a woman is married to a man, and the man has no children, so every minute in their marital relationship, that as long as the husband does not have any children, so she is in Medes, to be skukalyot upon the death of her husband. She's a medical school young. But here, it's not necessarily so that when a harvest will be made, that some years of grain will drop. Maybe no years of grain will drop. But usually, years of grain do to drop from the, fall down from the mantle, be the cause of the sin. Alright, so mainly, it is reasonable to assume that the Bekomo is before the sin, is a medical Cheskas Chiyuv. But as far as this portion of Leket is concerned, or this portion of years of grain is concerned, that is Bechuda and Moni, there is certainly no Chazoke. So in Kolatere Kule we wouldn't apply the din of Chazoke in Mikore here. But so mainly if there had been a special Zazakosu of one of the Rosh Hatzdikur, so then it would be the Kohen. One of them is a special Gzeres HaKosu, but the special Gzeres HaKosu applies only to such a case. Only to such a case where there is a Komo b'cheskas chiyuv in general. So of course it's not a chazoke from the point of view of chazoke b'mikra. So, but where there is no cheskas chiyuv in general, so then the Gzeres HaKosu of only the Rosh Hatzdiku doesn't even apply. Doesn't even apply. Now the question is, why don't we? Now the Kerem Yehuda says that you always have to pass the Chumre. As the Ramban Rav would say, but not with Amei, but because of only the Rosh Hatzdiku. No, so according to the Ramban, we don't apply the Halacha of only the Rosh Hatzdiku. Why not? Why not? So we can say that the reason, now the Kerem Yehuda says that we should apply the Halacha of only the Rosh Hatzdiku. To pay it, first of all, as far as pain is concerned, so the Gemara explicitly says, says, Sofit leket, Sofit shikre, Sofit pay a pay. But as far as Gokhi is concerned, the Gemara doesn't mention whether the Gzeres HaKosu of only the Rosh Hatzdiku applies to Zdok. But there is a Mordechai in whom, where there is a Sofit, and that the Mechaba passes that at the end of the Chazdok in Yadeh, that where it's a Sofik, uncertain knowings whether it is belongs to Zdokke or it doesn't belong to Zdokke, so it's the Chulik to give it to Zdokke because of one of the Rosh Hatzdiku. So in the Karaneo says that we have to pass the Chumre in these two Abayas, in Peye and in Zdokke, on the basis of the Gzeres HaKosu of one of the Rosh Hatzdiku. But the Ran Shite is not like that. Why not? The answer is, if we say that here, that here the Gemara does not mean Komo b'cheskas chiyuv b'kayme, that it involves the regular din chazoke. But it's a special halacha in Matones Anim that where there is a general chazoke, but even though the chazoke does not apply to this portion of leket, so we say the chumre because of the Gzeres HaKosu of only the Rosh Hatzdiku, so it's only shayach. So when does the Gzeres HaKosu of only the Rosh Hatzdiku apply? Only to a case where there is a certain type of chazok. It's not a regular chazok. Where the Komo in general was in Medes, was destined to become a chumre. And now the question is about a specific portion of leket. About a specific portion of leket. Whether it is chayav or it's not chayav. Whether it's chayav or not chayav. So, Masha'im came, so that's a shayach in Chulian Moruk. So he certainly chayav leket to give Daniel. The question is how much does he have to give? That much? Or even this extra portion, the years of grain that are found in the Chulian Moruk. So we apply it. Masha'im came here. Now you can ask here too, he's certainly hired, because he said, Hadin Upiyah the pay. And then he said, Vadin. So the basic pay is certainly pay, certainly belongs to Anim. Certainly belongs to Anim. And the question is about the other portion. So it seems to be analogous to the case of Leket, but there is one difference, you see. Here, even though he's certainly higher in the basic portion of Peye, and of course, the Komo was destined to become a Chuyev in the basic portion of Peye. But the basic portion of Peye, and the extra portion of Peye, two different things. One has nothing to do with the other. You see, one has nothing to do with the other. Because the basic portion of Peye is Bechuyev because of the special halacha of one Ladira Tazavesa. The excess that he said Ladin, so that's because he himself voluntarily decided to be Kiryashem and the excess. And the excess. So one has nothing to do with the other. Mashayikim b'leket, so there is no portion of leket that he becomes mechuyev because of an extra kriya shem. Leket, there is no utensils in leket. In leket, in period there is such a thing. There is a minimum that is mechuyev. So, with the Raise, so in Mashur, he can fulfill his chiyuv, and with Rabbono Nachat Mishishi, he is mechuyev. So that's the minimum. And then, in Dvarim Shilam Shiyo, he can be kriya shem, and the access to. So, Mele, there is no connection between the Chiyuv Peye for the basic Peye and the Chiyuv and the possible Chiyuv Peye of the excess. Because he was Kerei Hashem. Masha'im came by Leket, there is a connection. Because there is no Leket. Leket is not even Chal. Kerei Hashem is not even Chal on Leket. Leket by itself becomes Leket. When it drops from the Mago, Bishas Ktzire, the question is, how much fell down from the Mago? So in other words, so the same Mechayev that was Mechayev, the record, without which there is no suffix. So we have the same Mechayev in the impossible. We have the same Mechayev in regard to the ears of grain that are Mechogamon, but we don't know whether these ears of grain fell down from the Mago together with the other ears of grain. The turtle going, so it's the same Mechayev, it's not two separate things. So remember, we can say, since the Gomo in general was Medes to be Chayiv like it, and the question is now, how much like it? Well, just these few years of rain, or another few years of rain, so we apply the Aloha of Tzadik Mishalom of Mitenwe, Masha'im came here by Peye. True, he's certainly Chayiv to give the basic Peye. He's certainly Chayiv to give the basic Peye because the Torah imposed an obligation to give the basic Peye. And as far as the excess is concerned, so that did not originate in the same Chayiv as in the basic Peye. But like it, so if the Rabbi Shmai is Galiyev, that the years of grain fell down from the Mago, so the same Chayiv that was Mechayiv me to give way to the Amin, those years of grain that are Badai to the Amin, was Mechayiv these additional years of grain too. So mainly we can say, since the Kohen in general has a Cheskes Chiyuv, and the question is, how much did I become Mechuyev? 5 years of grain or 10 years of grain? So we say, Tzadik Mishalach Mitamei. But here, he became Mechuyev in Echad Mishishi. Then he became Mechuyev. And then, possibly there was another Mechayiv. For more, for the excess, because of the Kriya Shem. So, the excess has nothing to do, has no connection with the basic portion of Peyer that is Mechuyev. It's different Mechayim. Here is the same Mechayim. If he is Mechuyev to give it away, so it's on the base, so it originated in the same Mechayim. Because they drop down from the Mago. Alright, now, and the same thing is true, and the same truth is true of the Bayou that means Rocket. Rabbi Tzadoke, so in other words, Rabbi Tzadoke said there is no chiyuv to be Kerei Hashem Moker. You see, he was Kerei Hashem, a non-seller, so he became mechuyev, and that Kerei Hashem was mechayev him in that seller. And then he said, Vadim. Didn't say Vadim Ami. So there is a question whether he became mechuyev, the other seller too. But if he did, it's on the basis of a separate mechayev. So it's not, the subject is not, he is mechuyev, because of a certain Mechayim, and how much? That's Leket. Here it's two separate Mechayim. One Mechayim is certain, the other Mechayim is mutu b'sofik. So in many ways, we have to say, Hametz Mechaber Olamai. I mean, this is, so that will answer the Kashe of the Karaneiro against Amar. Now, how does the Karaneiro himself explain this Gemara on whom of Kama B'Cheskes Chiyuv? Cheskes Chiyuv from the Mele, on the basis of the Zakosu Bavoni B'Rosh Al-Fiku, so he is Mechuyev to give it to Abim. So he explains it, of course he also says that it's not on the basis of the general Din of Chazaka, that he wouldn't have to resort
to the special Gzeres HaKosu. What he says, that the Gzeres HaKosu, that the Gzeres HaKosu of the Gzeres HaKosu of only the Rosh HaTzdiku applies to every case where the Gavre is certainly a Bachiyu. But it doesn't apply to the case of Gershon Mizgaya and Mishchato and Sofik Mizgaya Mishchato or Kelim Shemizgaya Mishchato. Why? Because they're over there. So he certainly, there is a Sofik where the Gavre was a Bachiyu and maybe he was the Goy at the time of the Shchit. So in other words, the Gzeres HaKosu for Tzadik Mishaloch Mitamei applies only to a case. The Gzeres HaKosu of Tzadik Mishaloch Mitamei applies only to a case where it is established that the Gavre is a Bachiyu. Mashiach came in the case of Gershon Mizgaya, and the Sofik is whether the Shechitas HaBehemeh took place before the Gerus or after the Gerus, so it wasn't established that the Gavre is a Bachiyu. Then we don't say Tzadik Mishaloch Mitamei. So once you give that pshat in the Gemara and Chum, so here too, we should say the Chum on the basis of Tzadik Mishaloch Mitamei. As the Rambam Rashba says, but love Mitamei. Love Mitamei. Alright. Now, so the Karneiro says that the pshat in Koma Becheskes Chiyube is that the Gavre is certainly Bachi. That's what it means. Now, but the other pshat, now he doesn't say that as it tarets and can it was kasher, but he just says it as pshat in the morning chum. I mean, that Koma Becheskes Chiyube Kaine does not mean the regular din chazot in Mikore, but it means a special aloche, that if the Koma if the Koma is certainly destined to be mechuyev in leket, and the question is how much, so then there is a lot of Tzadik Mishaloch Mitamei. He doesn't say it as he tevets on the Kavaneros Kashi, on the Kavaneros Kashi against the Rav. But this pshat in Kom B'chatzik Chiyuve is mentioned in the Chutam Shulesh. Now the Chutam Shulesh has Chubes of Chaim Valojiner and of Ben Zaviche. He was the Rosh Yeshiva Valojin before the Nitziv. He was the older son of Rabbi Tzale after Rabbi Tzale Valojiner. So he was the Rosh Yeshiva Valojin of Ben Zaviche freed, and then it also has the Chubes of Rabbi Yehovah, that's the son of Rabbi Zaviche. So that's why it's called Chutam Shulesh. Chaim Volozhiner, Rabbi Zaviche, and Rabbi Yehovah. So Rabbi Zaviche in the Chutam Shulesh says that pshat in Koma Becheskes Chiyuve. But he doesn't say it what I said now. He just says that the reason as to why we have to resort to a special Gzeres HaKosu, because it's not a regular Chazok in Mikore, it's only the Koma. In general, it has a Cheskas Chiyuv. Yes, what is it?
Why is it so stuck?
One second, let me now explain everything, please. Let me explain everything. I didn't even start explaining it. One second. Now, so this is the Teretz. That could be the Teretz. And the Karnevas Kashi against the Rav. Now, the question is, now the Ramban and the Rashi, the Ramban and the Rashi will say that Sofik is Doki and Sofik Pei, so it's like the Reis Mechumlei without recourse to Tzadik Mishaloch Mitamei. So the question is, but over there, the Gemara says that only because of the reason of Koma Becheskes Chiyuv. That's why it's the Chumre. But without Koma Becheskes Chiyuv, so then it would be Likule. But even without Koma Becheskes Chiyuv, it should still be the Chumre because of Sheikh Reis Lechum. So the Turei Aben in Rosh Hashanah, Daftes Ro, so he says that according to the to the Ramban that according to the Ramban and the Rashba, when Gemara says Ichu, Hoche, Hoche, so Behimo Becheskas Pture Kain, by Piashel Zgai, and by Leket, so it's Komo Becheskas Chiyube Kain, Komo Becheskas Chiyube Kain, so the Gemara doesn't mean that the reason as to why it is Lechume, the reason as to why it is Lechume, so is because of Komo Becheskas Chiyube Kain. Even without Cheskas Chiyub of the Komo. But the Gemara only wants to emphasize that the reason as to why by Ger, Sofik Nizgaya Kedim Shrezabeimo, Sofik Nizgaya Racha Shrezabeimo. So the reason as to why over there is Potter and we don't go to Chumre is because over there is the Cheskas Tov. So by Ger, it's a real Cheskas Tov. I mean, it would be a Chazoke in Kolatel Kore. In other words, an Akum was Nizgaya. And the Moshiach at the Bohemia and the Sophic, when the Shir Zabahemia took place a minute before the Geirus or a minute after the Geirus. So in Kol HaTerei Kumei we could apply the concept of Chazok and Mikore. After all, originally he was certainly better of giving Makus Kumei from the Bohemia. The Sophic is whether he's Mechuyim or not. So that would be an effective Chazok in Kol HaTerei Kumei. So according to the Torah Eben, so that does not answer the kasha completely against the Rambam and the Rashi. In other words, he only says that over there, so the Gemara doesn't mean Komo Becheskas Chiyub Bekayin. Even without Komo Becheskas Chiyub Bekayin, it has to be Lechum. Even without Komo Becheskas Chiyub Bekayin, it has to be Lechum. But the Gemara mentions Komo Becheskas Chiyub Bekayin in contrast to Gershon Yizgayo, Bishochat Ezabeinu, and it's a Sofik, Kedem Geirus was Nishchat Ezabeinu or Acha Geirus. So the reason is why they make the Kore, and we don't say Sveike Bechaisel Chumre, because over there there is Cheskas Tov. So even Nisar will rely on Chazok. But it doesn't answer the Kashi against the Ramban and the Rashba from the Gemara in Chum, because according to the Ramban and the Rashba, that's of it Maton Samin is Lechumre on the basis of the general principle of Tzveike Beraitze is Lechumre. So why does the Gemara have to resort to only the Rosh HaTziko, Tzadik Misholchot Mitenlein, without recourse to Tzadik Misholchot Mitenlein? So it should be Lechumre on the basis of the general principle of Tzveike Beraitze Lechumre. That the Torah Eben doesn't answer. That the Torah Eben does not answer. The Torah Eben does not answer. Now, so in other words, so we have to consider there are two kashas against the Ramban and the Rashba. Because the Ramban and the Rashba say in the Chumre in regard to the Adayot, okay? They pass from the Chumre on the basis of the Rashba and the Chumre, and they say in the pass from the Chumre in regard to the Adayot. So it's two separate kashas. It happens that the Ramban and the Rashba passed through the Chumre on the basis of Sveike Beraitze Lechumre, both in regard to the Abaye of Yesh Yad Lepeye, both in regard to the Abaye of Yesh Yad Lezdoke. But let us consider the two Abaye separate, because it's two separate kashas. Maybe it's two separate routes we have to get. I mean, B is one thing, and Zdoke is something else. So let us consider the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba in regard to Peye and in regard to Zdok. Now let us consider the Ramban Shite, the Machlikes, the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Ram in regard to Zdok. Then we'll discuss the Machlikes in regard to Peye. Now the Ram Shite is that Sofik Zdok is not Hoche. Why? Because Mamun Amim, so it's Sofik Mamim, so that's Mishm Chalor Raya. The Ramban and the Rashba Shite is that Sofik Tzedoke is Lechumre. Why? Because Sveike Beraitze is Lechumre. Now, she does the same kasha in regard to every Sofik Mamim. I mean, isn't it Sikso as Chumre and Nisa Beraitze as any other Nisa? So why don't we say Sofik Mamim Lechumre? Because of Sveike Beraitze Lechumre, why should the Sikso be Mahula than any other Nisa of the Torah? The answer is, now, because By Sufic mummy, Likula means that the Sufic is whether the mummy belongs to Ruvain or the mummy belongs to Shimon. And Ruvain is a Muslim, not a family, or just he has actual possession. So then we say, Amitzim Chaber Avaraye. Now, so, according to all the Shemim except the Rambam, so we ask the Tokfik Kilim is Mitzinis here. The Rambam is the only one who passed and stopped the Kilim Mitzinis Miyadei. But even the Rambam who passed and stopped the Kilim Mitzinis Miyadei, so it's only in a special type of Sufik is Mitzinis Miyadei. But in other types of Sufik, the Rambam will be made that it is the Tokfik Kilim is Mitzinis Miyadei. So let's forget it. All the other Shemim, they passed me that in every kind of Sufik, even in the Sufik of Drona Dimomene, and of Drona Dimomene, so like Tokfik Kilim, so Sufik prayers, so it's Mitzinis Miyadei. So what does that mean? That let's say there is a Sufik prayers, and Ruben is the Israel, and then Shimon is the Kilim, so it's a Sufik where a certain name is a pro, the male belongs to Shimon the Kilim, or it belongs to the Bailim Ruben, the Israel. So Amitzim Chaber Avaraye, but Shimon grabbed it. So Mitzim is Miyodim. Why Mitzim is Miyodim? After all, why should Bezdin take the initiative? Alright, Bezdin cannot take the initiative in collecting money from the music, because after all, Bezdin doesn't know. But here the king himself, Shimon, took the initiative, and he grabbed the behemoth from the Israel. Why? He does best in taking initiative in taking it away from the king. So the Kuntra Sasveke says, there's the same problem. So the Kuntra Sasveke says that from this demand of Tokfik Kilim Mitzinis in the old day, so we can establish the proposition that when there is a Sufik, where a certain mummy belongs to Ruben or belongs to Shimon, and Ruben is the Muzek, then B'Teres Vadai V'Halocha V'Amitzim Chaver Ovaray implies that Ruben gets title in that Sufik prayer, B'Teres Vadai. Even if Rav Ishmael is Gaia, what is Sufik prayer? Sufik prayer means that the behemoth gave birth to this rod after a certain kind of miscarriage. But we don't know whether the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a Ruben, or the miscarriage was a miscarriage of Ruach Itiro, of nothing. I mean, not of a Ruben. So even if, so we say, Amitzim Chaber Avaraye, the blood belongs to Ruben. So even if Rav Ishmael is Galilee, that the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a real Ruben. So then, I mean, even if Rav Ishmael is Galilee, that the miscarriage was not of a Ruben, Ruach Itiro. That is Ruach Itiro. So then it means that this rod is a Bchor. So it should belong to the Kayim. But still, as long as it is not known to us, as it wasn't resolved, so the Yisroel, Ruven, the Yisroel, the Balim, is the Balim B'Teres Vadai. And if it will be Mekadesh and Nisho, with that rod, she will be Mekadesh and B'Teres Vadai, not be Mekadesh and B'Teres Vadai. This is what the Kuntras Asreges. I mean, that's a double portion. I mean, you couldn't even say something else. So there is a aloche, that when, that's the aloche of Amitzim Chaver Avaraye, that when it's a Sufik when a certain woman belongs to Ruben to Shimon and Ruben is a Muzek, the Rabbidini becomes the Bayi. And if he's Mekadesh Elisha with that piece of money, so she's Mekadesh is Mitevas Vadai. So maybe we cannot say, Sveke the Reis Elechunde, Sufik is a Gezel. No, there is no Sufik is a Gezel. As long as the Sufik was not resolved, so he becomes the owner of Mitevas Vadai. So that's why we do not apply the general principle of Sveke the Reis Elechunde, of Sveke the Reis Elechunde in respect to Sufik Mom. And even what is Yiddish Shemayim is not Mechulev to give it away to the Kayim. Even what is Yiddish Shemayim, suppose he comes and has Best Nishayim. I want to be Yetzi. With what is Yiddish Shemayim, I don't want to have any chashash of any suggestion. So Best Nishayim will tell him, no, you don't have to give it away, the blood. You don't have to give it away. Oh, but if some Mele, the Shittu of the Rambam and the Rashbok in respect to Sufik Tzedakah, is that by Tzedakah, so there is Two, if someone says, Sela Zel Itzgok, so it becomes Mamanani. And we don't have to say what Reb Chaim says, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that when one says, Sela Zel Itzgok, so it doesn't, I mentioned it, that it doesn't become Mamanani, it only acquires a Chalation Itzgok. But it doesn't become Mamanani by which one. Reb Chaim says it in the Shiras HaGeinim. But Reb Chaim says it in the Sod, that the Shiras HaRambam is to the contrary. Reb Chaim doesn't even say it in the Shiras HaRambam. Now, so, and the Ramban in Chumash and Matthews certainly disagrees with Reb Chaim's Yisod. And Reb Chaim doesn't say it in respect to Ramban Shite, because according to what Reb Chaim says, so even if someone says, Selazu Harezu Mitzvoke Lamin, it doesn't become a Lamin, it only requires a Chalishem Zloke. And the Ramban goes so far and he says that even by Ariolai, so the Yeshivat Nechosim. And the Rambam Shit is also like that. The Rambam in Meches Mechire, that the Yeshivat Nechosim, and he can collect it from the Yoshim. So Reb Chaim just says it in the Shittes. In the Shittes Oriv, in the Shittes Agenim, there on the Sugi of Aru Gabre, the Toka, the Chavre. So that means according to the Ramban and the Rashba. Now, the Machne Ephraim says, that it is similar to what Reb Chaim says. But Machne Ephraim says that the Machlokes is between the Ramban, the Ram, on one hand, and the Ramban and the Rashba on the other, is on the question as to whether and if someone says, Harizul, or Harizul Hedesh, not the guys, so then he becomes Mormon Hedesh. So by Zdokhi too, this is how the Machne Ephraim explains the Machlokes between the Ramban and the Ram. The Ram Shite is that the Aloche of Bifichos Zdokhi is implies that Amirosei Zdokhi Kimsirosei Aminon. So it becomes Mormon Amin. So maybe if it's Zdokhi, he said Vahadim, whether it became Mormon Amin or not. So it's Zdokhi Mormon, so it's not one, it's Mechavir Amarayim, it's Kimsirosei Aminon. Whereas the Ramban Shite is not. Hekdesh, so there is Aloche, or Amirosei Mikobeya, Kimsirosei Aminon. But by Zdokhi, there is only a Chiv of Leder. By Yachov, that's all. So if he says Ariolai, or if he says Arizu, it becomes Mormon. It becomes obligated on the basis of Balyachal, of Chloetz, and Pivyase, of Mezos Zachotishne, to be kind of there, but it doesn't become Amunani. So Mele the Ran holds that we say Amirose Mitzvoke, Kimsi Rose Amin Dome, so it's Sofik Momo. But the Ramban holds, no, it's not Kimsi Rose, it doesn't become Amunani. It's only a Chiv Neder, incumbent at a kafte di gamre. And the Yoshi, we cannot even be here with sich nicht sehen, the Yoshi. So maybe it's something is so hard to hold it. That's a very good way of explaining the Machlokes, the Ram and Ramban. But the trouble is that the Ramban says the Feresh, that not only by Arizu, so it becomes Mormon Aniyim, but even by Arizu, so it becomes Mormon Aniyim. Even in the case of Ariolai, so it becomes Mormon Aniyim. And very Shibit Nechosim, not Mormon Aniyim, very Shibit Nechosim. So if Ariolai, very Shibit Nechosim, so Arizu, it becomes Mormon Aniyim. And the Rambam Shit is also like that. The Rambam Shit, all right, we're not discussing the Rambam Shit, because the Rambam passes the Chumrah on the basis of Intim Tzoreim. So we see that the Rambam Shit is that it does become Mormon Aniyim. It does become Mormon Aniyim. So, but we can still explain. But in other words, let's say the difficulty in the Machne Ephraim's Hezbeh of the Machlokes Daran and Rambam. But we can explain the Rambam Shit a little differently. True, the Ramban Shittin is that there is that Hungary says Arizu Mitzvoke becomes Mormon Aniyim. But besides becoming Mormon Aniyim, there is also Balyach. So just as the Gemara even says in regard to Arizu Lehemesh, that if somebody will be married from that Hekdesh. So you will be Chayiv Moches Mishim Molacho. Why? Because it violates the Kedushin that took effect through his employer of Arizul Hekdesh. So the same thing is true in regard to Tzedakah. So if someone says I lie and he doesn't fulfill it, so is it over Yachol? And even if he says Arizul is Tzedakah, so he becomes Mamin Aliyim, so there is also over Yachol. So in other words, so that is so. If someone will say Arizul is Tzedakah, and then he'll use it himself, he'll forget about it, he will not give it to Aliyim. So first of all, we'll be the Messiah of Gizlamim, Mamin Shemitayim, alright? So there's Shiloh where there is six, he's in the six lab, not Michel Tain, because there is no private owner. It's, you know, it belongs to him. So, assuming that there is no six, all right, so there is no six, but it's still just one him, not on the basis of the six, so some other is there, but it becomes one of him. And then he's also in the Balach. Some Mele, the Ram says that even though there is Isser, other than Mami, other than Mamin Aniyim, but there is Mamin Aniyim too. So maybe we have to apply the deal of Sopik Mamlo. And the Ramban thing is that since we have both, first of all, it's Mamin Aniyim. And then there is also the Yisrael Bar Yaakov, Kolitzipil Yase, Mezuz Zahatishmer. So we have to apply the deal of Sveke Deraise Lechumre. Now, why does the Ram say that we have to apply the deen of Sufik Mamlokul, but after all the Ram will not deny that he will not contest him, that when someone says Selazul it's okay, so if he keeps it for himself, so besides if he appropriates the Selah to himself, so besides embezzling Mamin Aliyim, he'll believe that he's Selah Yachol, so let us say Sveki the Reis of the Chumre, and account of the Selah Yachol. So the answer that the Ram will give, you can ask the same kashe in respect to so every Sopik Mamin. So why shouldn't the Iser, the Sitzel, be as humble as any other Iser, and we should apply the deen of Sveti the Reisel Chumre? The answer is, true, the Iser of the Sitzel is not any more cow than any other Iser, but the Iser of the Sitzel is based upon the Bibles. And since there is Aloha Vamitz and Chavir Allah Barayim, so then with the Svadai, he becomes the Bailim. So Memele, in regard to Sofik Momen Aliyim, too there is Bayachol. But since it involves a question, who is the Bailim? And if there is a Muzek, if the native, the one who made the Medem, was Zerbadim, so it's a Muzek, so Memele, he requires violence with the Svadai. So Mele, there is no Vayachol either. What is the Vayachol? If in the Nomenes it belongs to Amin. But since in the Nomenes there is Alocha Bamitz and Chavir Avaraye, that he becomes the Bayim Teres Vadai, so there is no Vayachol either. So the Shite of the Amin is...